الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون، ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون، إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, elders, brothers, young ones in Islam, and those that may be listening over the receivers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the believer such that he is expected to take lessons from everything that is going on around him, and to continue reminding us, reminding oneself with what is our true objective. So that is why a believer will look around, look at the time, look at the events, look at the circumstances that are prevalent in a particular period, and try to draw lessons from it. Because our hearts and minds are constantly connected to our true purpose, which is the purpose of the hereafter. So nevertheless, we are in that period of the year, towards the end of the English calendar, the end of the year, where students would have received their report cards. They will be assessing, analyzing, evaluating the academic performance. Those of us that may be in business, we will be drawing towards, we are in the busy season already, but we will be assessing our financial performance over the next few weeks. We will be seeing the state of our financial balance sheets and income statements. So just as there are these aspects with regards to our economic lives, with regards to the students and the academic lives, there is also another evaluation that needs to be done when we come towards the end of the year. And this is the evaluation which the Quran Sharif reminds us upon time and again. It is the evaluation which the Quran Sharif reminds us time and again, that take stock of another aspect of your life, which is perhaps the most important aspect, because it affects both your life in this world and, more importantly, the life in the hereafter. And that is, what was your spiritual performance during a particular period? What was one's spiritual performance? Because there can be no bigger loser. There can be no person who is more unsuccessful than that person who thinks that he is doing business and he is making a profit, but in reality, perhaps he got his costings wrong and he's actually making a loss. So all of that time, all of that effort that he put in, imagine the hours that he's, the labor that he's endured, the efforts that he's endured, the mind that he applied, but all of it comes to vain, all of it disappears, all of it means nothing. If there's no profit there at the end of the day, then it all comes to zero. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this profit and loss from a spiritual perspective. The words of loss are used. The words of loss are used. And the words of profit is used for the person who spiritually succeeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in no other surah, but Suratul Kahf, which we are exhorted to recite regularly every week on a Friday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Say, shall we tell you who is the biggest loser, who suffered the biggest loss as far as their actions go, from a spiritual perspective. Financially they may be very, very rich, but spiritually they are bankrupt. Spiritually, they are bankrupt. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. It is those people who, their efforts in this world, ضَلَّ, They vanished. That means everything was here. They had nothing to show for in the hereafter. They have nothing to show for in the hereafter. So all of the capital that they should have been applying in order to earn some sort of assets, to have some sort of resources, to have some sort of provisions for the hereafter, all of it was used up for this world, so they left with nothing for the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that take stock. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in another verse of the Quran Sharif, that O those who have believed, fear Allah and let every soul, let a soul see and reflect over what it has sent forth for tomorrow. Tomorrow being the hereafter. That is why yet in another verse of the Quran Sharif, those who face this type of spiritual bankruptcy, what will be their state on the day of Qiyamah? Allah Ta'ala talks about that person who will go arrive there, arrive with no currency for the hereafter. No currency for the hereafter. What will be his state? He will say, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. Oh, how I wish, oh, how I wish I sent forth some provision, some currency. When we're going to a foreign country, we'll take out some forex. So these examples which we are used to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the same in our mind, in the Quran Sharif. That we need to reflect over our preparedness for that life. Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. What is the measure of good deeds? If we have to do and minus from there the sins, are we left with a surplus? Or are we left with a deficit? Are we left with the assets in the form of piety, in the form of a store of salah, in the form of generosity, in the form of people having regard for you because of your humility in front of people, people having respect for you because of your service to them, or we left with liabilities, having done one another down, or having hurt and harmed physically, verbally, emotionally, in whatever other manner, whether it be our employees, whether it be our spouses. This is a report that we need to prepare. And dear brothers and friends, even if we have to sit down and write it out, it is something worth, that exercise is worth doing. Because this is a reflection which the Quran Sharif talks about. It is a reflection which the Quran Sharif talks about. And just like coming then again to the comparison between the student that has worked hard in the year, then he goes home and he says, Mama, Papa, see my report. See how well I've done. And the one who didn't perform, he doesn't even mention his report. Well, I think they're going to give it next term. When we come back, in the new year, we'll get our reports. Allah Ta'ala talks about this report card of the hereafter. When it comes out, what will be the state? فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَاؤُمُ. The one who will be given his report card, his kitab, of all of his deeds, in his right hand, in other words, he will receive a positive, he's passed. He will shout out loud saying, Ha umu, take notice. Iqra'u kitabiya. Read my book, see the efforts that I endured. Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya. I was certain that one day I was going to stand in front of my Rabb and have to account for my actions. I was certain that this spiritual balance sheet, the spiritual performance is going to be the most important in my life, and I prepared accordingly. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَّ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَّ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he will be in a blissful life, in the highest stages of Jannah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. And that person who is given his book in his left hand, فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَ. He will say, oh, how I wish I was never given this book. Oh, how I wish I was never given this book. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ. And he will be in, خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاءً فَاسْلُكُوهُ. All the torment and the suffering that he will have to endure. So it is a time, when we come to the end of a period, it is a time for serious reflection on as far as our primary objective, What is the progress that we are making? Now unfortunately here sometimes we confuse it. We confuse and we feel that if there is outward material progress, then Allah Ta'ala is happy with us. And if there is any trial and tribulation, then there's some sort of punishment. Na'uzubillah. But this is not the yardstick to determine your spiritual success. The spiritual barometer, the spiritual yardstick for a person is to see that how close is a person's heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trials and tribulations will come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about those people. Who the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is linked, dependent. It's dependent on how things are going. If things are good, then we're very, very happy with Allah ta'ala. And na'uzu billah, if there's any challenges, then it's a different. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ. There are some people that their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's on the edge. That means it just depends how things are going. There's a little bit of trials and tribulations. فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اِطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ. When prosperity is there, when ease, when comfort, when abundance is there, when there's resources, then he's very, very satisfied. He said, oh, Allah Ta'ala is very kind with me. And it's good to make shukr, definitely. But are we in this world that is it expected that all the time everything is going to be running smoothly? Then only we are going to be happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ فِتْنَةٌ. When any trials and tribulations come upon him, انقلب على وجهه. Then he's totally turned away from the remembrance of Allah. Totally moved away from the attention to Allah. And totally moved away that Allah Ta'ala, the one who gave him good conditions, is also the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who brought difficult and trials and tribulations that may be temporary. What does Allah say about this person? خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. He's lost it. He's a loser both in the dunya and the akhirat. So this is not supposed to be our demeanor, our behavior as believers. As believers we recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who grants us good. And when there's trials and tribulations, when there's a little bit of tightness that comes, like the situations that currently generally if you look around the world at the moment, there's a little bit of an economic slump, there's a little bit of trial as far as that goes. But that doesn't mean we move away our attention from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the beauty of the Quran Sharif is that Allah ta'ala understands the nature of human being. In the verses that I recited in the khutbah, Allah ta'ala, when reminding us about our purpose, Allah ta'ala recognizes also that the demands and the dictates of living in this dunya, of living in this world, or the challenges that come upon a person, inevitably, perhaps, cause a person to become so preoccupied with the earning and the needs of this dunya that then perhaps we feel that we, if we don't make that effort, and indeed an effort is important, we are not saying that, but we should not lose sight of that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that ultimately is the sustainer. That is why after reminding us, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Know, O insan and jinn kind, that your primary objective is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala doesn't need any kind of sustenance from. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. It is certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the sole provider of all sustenance, the one of strength and power. So this is a very, very important exercise to go through at this time of the year, that we reflect over our spiritual performance. We reflect, and challenges that may have come, these are things that we should accept. Where we have done our best on a certain thing, then challenges. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that man is created in a constant state of toil. There will constantly be toil, there will be hardship. Even the wealthiest person in the world. A poet says very beautifully, وَمَا قَضَىٰ أَحَدٌ مِّنْهَا لُبَانَتَهُ وَمَنْتَهَا أَرَبٌ مِّنْهَا إِلَّا إِلَىٰ أَرَبِي. No one has come in this world and said, every single desire of mine has been fulfilled. There's no such person like that. Hasn't happened. It never will happen. Why? Because every desire that is fulfilled creates so many other desires. So this is not something by which to lose focus and to lose track of our ultimate benefactor, of our relationship. It should not affect our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at this time of the year, it is definitely a time of the year when we should be, just as we are analyzing our academic performance, we are analyzing our business performance, we should take some time out and say, analyze what is the spiritual performance? What is the condition of my salah? What is the condition of my zakah? What is the condition with regards to my relationships at home, at the workplace, with society, with the people in general? What is my level of service to others? Am I only preoccupied with my own life? فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one of the weaknesses of man is that كَلَّا بَلَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمُ كَلَّا, this preoccupation with ourselves has become such to such a degree that even those that are desperately in need, we forget about them. بَلَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمُ وَلَا تَحَاضُّونَ عَلَى طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O insan, you are too preoccupied with the accumulation of wealth, and you forget those that have much less than you. Those that have much less than you. We don't even engage in a little bit of caring for, showing a little bit of generosity to even the orphan, and providing a little bit of food for the one that is suffering. What difference will it make if at the robot you take all a 1 rand or 2 rand, and sometimes people are even asking for a 10 cents and 15 cents, what difference will it make? Is it going to break your bank account? Is it our job to determine whether that person is genuine or is not genuine? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, various ahadith, where people outwardly that may not have been deserving, but that person who is giving, you have to make a call on the outside. On the outward of what a person is, you make that call, unless you are 100% certain that no, there is a scam going on, then it is a different matter. But otherwise, are we there to stand up and judge? In fact, we should look at it, when a man comes to ask you, he's taken that step, and it is something that is not, it is a very serious thing that a person has come to that stage now where he has to pick up his hand in front of another person. So when he's come to that stage, then it is an opportunity for you to achieve closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should look at it as another opportunity to achieve the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nevertheless, this was the one aspect that I wanted to touch on today, that it is a time to reflect over what has our spiritual performance been in the year that has passed. And to make amends, to, if there is things that we need to resolve, there is forgiveness that we need to ask for someone's rights that we have trampled upon, then it is a good time to do this. And we prepare ourselves for the next year. How are we going to be different? How are we going to change our lives? Then another important aspect with regards to this particular time of the year is that many of us will have a lot of free time over the next few weeks. And often it, when we have that free time, not because we are genuinely free, it is because we have changed our routine a little bit. So this free time is such a valuable thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that ni'matani maghbunun feehima kathirun min an-nas as-sihhatu wal-faragh, that there are two blessings such that people are deluded with regards to their true value. They are not aware of the true value. It is like that person who is buying and selling something. He doesn't know the value. He's got a diamond in his hand, but he thinks it is just an ordinary precious stone. So the diamond is worth 1 million rand, and he sells it for 10,000 rand, and he feels, no, I'm very happy, I got 10,000 rand. What will you say about that person? He's absolutely foolish. He didn't recognize the value of what he had. That is why he took something worth 1 million and he sold it for 10,000. There is absolutely no difference. In fact, it is an even more acute situation of the person who exchanges his free time for futile activities, unnecessary discussions, unnecessary engagement on social media, being involved unnecessarily in passing on messages and gossiping. And it's not bringing him anything, either in this world or the hereafter. It is a much more acute condition. It is a much more serious situation that a person wastes his time. You ask him, sometimes you ask people, hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm killing time. Don't worry, my brother, Hazrat Hassan Basri, rahmatullahi, he said, al-waqtu kas-saif, Time itself is a knife. It's like a sword. إِلَّمْ تَقْطَعْهُ قَطَعَكْ. If you don't take hold of it and use it to get what you need to get done, the priorities of this world and the hereafter, then it will cut you down. Every day this time is cutting you down. Chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Ho rahi hai umar mithle barf kam. If you take some ice and you put it out on a hot day, then you won't see that ice in one go suddenly disappearing, but slowly you'll just see the water patch developing. Slowly. Without you being able to observe also, the time of that ice, of the existence of that ice is disappearing. Exactly the same way is our lifestyle, our lives. We don't see it, every second goes by. 86,400 seconds in the day. And multiply that by the number of days in the year, in the number of years the average person lives. A few million seconds you have to live. So then when you see every second ticking away, you will appreciate the value of every second that we have. So this free time that we have, it is absolutely important that it is utilized in a productive manner. It should be utilized in improving ourselves as human beings. One of the most effective things that we can do when we have free time is to educate, to empower ourselves through understanding what is it that my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from me. We are in a time and age when there is so much of literature available. All we need to do is pick it up. And I would advise that rather than reading it on the screens, pick up the kitab, the barakat in the kitab, open that kitab. Whether it may be a hadith kitab, authentic hadith, ahadith, or some advices of the ulama. But this aspect of reading, every day we should have a certain amount of time. Reading of the Quran Sharif, reading of the books of, authentic books of the ulama. And use this free time that we may have over the next couple of weeks to improve ourselves. So that we may maximize our spiritual net worth in the coming year. This is one of the very important things that we can do. The second important thing that we can do is that there will be various programs being held, like the program being held over the weekend in Masjid al-Hilal, where we will get a spiritual boost. This is like almost spiritual capital is being freely distributed. Someone tells you today that in town, a certain place you go, they'll be distributing 10,000 rand to everyone who comes. By Allah, my brothers and elders, what advises the company of the pious is worth hundreds of thousands of times more than that, more than the pure temporal material benefits that we may get. So let us use this free time that we have to acquire that company of the pious that may be around us, the programs that are there, the special programs that are taking place, so that we are focused on this aspect of our spiritual lives and our spiritual net worth. Obviously the other aspects we don't need to go into too much of detail. Ensuring that our salah is performed in the masjid 5 times a day with jama'ah. Ensuring that our dress code is taken care of. Very, very importantly, ensuring that we do not become a means of harm to others. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on one occasion, Wallahi la yu'minu. Wallahi la yu'minu, wallahi la yu'minu. 3 times he took a qasam and he said, by Allah, that person is not a true believer. He's not a believer. He cannot be called a mu'min in the true sense of the word. Who? Sahaba asked, who, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He says, man la ya'manu jaruhu bawa'iqahu. That person whom his immediate companion or his neighbor is not free from his harm. So whether it be on the roads, whether it be our actual neighbors, the person sitting next to us, or when we are parking in the masjid, whatever action we are doing, let us not be a source of pain and hardship and difficulty for anyone else. This is something that is there in any throughout the year, but particularly at this time of the year, when things are busy, when we will be interacting more with people, perhaps with family, let us not be the means of hardship and pain and suffering for anyone else. And then a very, very important advice for this time of the year is that to ensure, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, each and every one of us want to be comfortable materially also. One beautiful advice which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us, he says that, al-iqtisadu fil ma'ishati, al-iqtisadu fil nafaqati nisful ma'ishati. That balancing our spending, that means in the spending that we need to do to adopt a balanced approach. Neither be very, very open, that means, you know, very spending very, very openly, such that we start to regret buying things that we don't need, as some of them say, that with money that we don't have, for people that we don't like. So instead of doing that, spend. And to spend upon one's family is also something very, very meritorious. But it should be a balance. Rasulullah ﷺ said that half of a person's livelihood is determined through the manner that he spends. If he spends in a moderate manner, that means not very, very stingily and not very, very openly, then that through that balance, a lot of barakat comes in a person's life. And finally, on two points I would like to end. Let us use this time of the year. Often we get so preoccupied with our own lives. When we have a little bit of time, take a bit of time out to go and see how the underprivileged are living. Take that time out from your schedule, from the time, the free time that you have, the holiday. Go and see how people are living. Go and see the challenges that people are facing. It will soften the heart. It will soften the heart and it will enable us to be connected with our true purpose. And take that time and effort out to be of assistance to others. To be of assistance to others. This will help us in leaps and bounds in increasing our spiritual net worth. And the final advice which I would like to share with you, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal on this and on everything else that has been said. But it is the advice, we are in that stage and that time of humankind where immodesty and shamelessness has become the order of the day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he promised the sweetness of iman for that person who controls his gazes and controls his private parts. May yadman li ma bayna lihyayhi wa ma bayna fakhidayhi adman lahul jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the guarantee of jannah for the person who protects what is between his legs, in other words his private parts, and what is between his tongue, between his lips, in other words his tongue. If we are able to protect these, in this particularly in such periods where there may be open shamelessness that is all around us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guarantee for us Jannah and we will have truly achieved our objective in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.